A live look inside Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Jaguars.com live on location. And it is a fantastic venue here in Avondale, Mellow Mushroom, and we have some pizza. Welcome into Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with you from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Plenty to get to today on the program. Malik Jackson will join us, the Jaguars defensive tackle, the big free agent from the Denver Broncos. A few practices into OTAs now. We'll get his thoughts on where the defense stands and talk a little defensive line and... yes, a club tour today at Everbank Field. We'll break that down. John Osier with us. Brian Sexton with us. What's up, guys?
I'm going to go ahead and slide the pizza over to Brian because I know he's going to have a little bit.
No, it's not part of my diet. All right, well, keep it far away. It does look delicious.
Good luck.
Mellow mushroom is one of my favorites.
A special pizza. It's got, I'll see, black olives, tomato slices. I see some green peppers, some onions.
See, I'm an all-meat guy. Just put all the meat on
it. Well, it's got all the meat on there, too.
Yeah, I don't want the veggies. I'm
so it's got it all.
Or as Shatterick describes it, an appetizer.
Yeah, what's next, I guess. Let's start with the clubs. We'll get to the football coming up. Malik Jackson will join us here on set today at Everbank Field, a media tour of the U.S. Assured Club improvements. And walking through there today, guys. Did you walk through there, John?
I did, but I've seen
it. It's unbelievable to see.
Yeah, I've gotten you can't be around the stadium without having a feel for the major construction going on, and it's going to be fantastic.
What'd you think? Have you been through there yet, Brian?
I have. I didn't go on the tour today, but I've gotten a chance to walk up there with some folks, and the layout is phenomenal. The holes that they cut in each, the upper and lower level, give it a completely different feel. It's where the press boxes used to be, kind of honestly, in stadiums, right in the middle with that glass enclosure so that you can stand inside or outside and feel the game no matter what your venue is. And you know what they're doing with the East and West Club, two completely different feels. And this, they're doing it right. Like every other thing they've done at that stadium, they're doing it right. And so it really will be a major plus when it's completed and people get a chance to experience it.
Yeah, guess what? The days of press boxes being in this kind of prime viewing area are
oh,
over.
No.
But
no, it's been a while. But they were there.
For that reason, because it's about the fans and fan experience. And as Mark Lampkin likes to say, hey, this is progress. This is what we're doing.
That's right. So the plan is still to have them ready for the preseason game, actually maybe earlier in July than before training camp. So they'll be ready by certainly for the preseason games coming up. So that'll be an outstanding addition to Everbank Field. And the South End Tunnel is well underway.
There won't be a Saturday next offseason that they don't have a wedding in each club. It will become the prime venue for that kind of stuff. And by the way, that is local revenue that the club is able to generate. And Mark Lampkin talks about it all the time. It's not just those, you know, eight now, seven Sunday home Sundays a year. It is every day of the year. And the way those things are going, the Ritz-Carlton Amelia Island is going to lose some business to the stadium.
And now there's actually some space to do that, too. Just walking up there today, there's a huge screen in the lower club and then room between the columns. They've moved the bar off to one side, so there's room to set up chairs and aisles and walkways and tables and use your imagination.
And that tunnel coming in the end zone is going to be cool, too. It's something that I don't think has been talked about as much as all the other stuff, but I was down on the field at some point recently or had a vantage point. That's a neat thing. When the team comes through there to the game, I think it's going to be a cool thing on Sundays.
Two OTAs in, eight to go. They usually cancel the 10th one. So at least the last few years they have. I'm not trying to let the cat out of the bag or anything.
Cat might be out of the
bag. Two OTA practices down. What's the overall theme so far, two practices in?
Yeah. I'll let you go first, Brian.
Well, you know, we talked about it the other day, JP, on Inside the Jaguars, and it's just the overall talent level is so much greater than it has been in Jacksonville. At any point since 2007, you know, which was the last year that they made a run at the playoffs and they went 11-5. So you're talking about a team that has quality depth. I hate to say that because that sounds like a team that's a veteran team. This team hasn't made the playoffs yet, so to say quality depth. But, you know, they're 2 and 3 deep in some spots. They've got versatility on the offensive line and maneuverability along the defensive front. And now that we know that Jalen Ramsey's going to be healthy, just the overall talent from 1 to 53 is, well, I mean, it's the moon, Venus, and Mars away from where it was when Gus and Dave got here a few years ago.
And I don't think they would tell you that it's there yet, but as you said, it's miles ahead of where it was. It just feels closer to what it should be, I guess the best way to put it. And the thing I've noticed, and as you always tease me about, Brian, I'm a quarterback guy.
Well, that's not tease. That's total admiration.
Blake Bortles.
Oh, that was teasing.
I get that a lot. Blake Bortles looks like you want the quarterback to look in year three. And I'm not saying he wasn't confident before, but he's a guy, this is clearly his team. Players know it's his team. Gus talked about wanting to see Blake with that ownership of the offense. That's certainly Blake's goal. I don't know if you can tell that's happening during OTAs, but fewer balls hitting the ground, looking more like a veteran quarterback should look. So far in a couple of days, you've seen that from Blake. I think you expected to, but it's good to see it.
You know, and something else that stands out is Brandon Linder at center. And I haven't seen the ball on the ground between those two guys yet. I mean, again, he's not being rushed, and there's not a lot of pressure on Linder because they're not in pads, but there just seems to be a cohesiveness about the two of them. They live near each other now at the beach, and that story was told this week that, you know, they're spending time away from football, getting to know one another better so that it is a seamless transition once they get on the field. So you talk about ownership. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's owning it up top, in the trenches, across the board, and it's good to see.
It's funny to me, JP, that the center thing, you know, you read the Ozone.
I read it too.
Is sort of a position. It seems to be a thing of angst among fans. How this is going to work out. That might be the one thing I'm not worried about.
Not at all.
And so I just don't get the connect. I get that it's a new position, but I think that's going to be a home run type of move. We'll see.
We will see. Dante Fowler Jr. is on the field. That's speaking of the talent portion of things. He was happy to get through a practice. He joked the other day. But when he is running around and you see him out there, there's a reason why he was drafted so high.
Yeah, I mean, there are guys who look the part, and there are guys who are special athletes. I'm not going to sit here and say that I've seen anything out of Dante Fowler Jr. in OTAs that makes me know he's going to be great. But guys like Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, Dante Fowler Jr., there's a reason they were in the top five. They look different. He looks physically different. When you see him line up at defensive end, it's easy to say to yourself, okay, I get that that's why this guy is supposed to be what he's going to be.
The word that I have used to describe him after two practices is fluid, right? He changes direction. It looks like he's on rails. The guy has that explosiveness, obviously, that they want in the size that you can clearly see. But his ability to redirect himself and change and get back and get up to full speed quickly, I mean, it looks like a race car. And we haven't seen him with his hand on the ground in a game yet, you know, how he reacts to the games that the offensive line plays and all of that stuff. But as you just said, John, you're dealing with an elite athlete here. And when was the last time we said, well, you've got an elite athlete in Malik Jackson, you've got an elite athlete in Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you've got some elite athletes across the board, which goes back to the point off the top is, man, the roster's a lot better when you got more than one.
Intriguing that you're getting to the point, and we don't know how Jack and Ramsey are going to play out or even how Fowler's going to play out, but you've got a chance, first level, second level, third level of the defense, to have elite guys. You've got a chance, wide receiver, Allen Robinson, Brandon Linder. All of a sudden, there's a lot of spots around the team that you couldn't say 3 years ago, yeah, I could see a time where you've got a Pro Bowl guy that every team in the league's going, that guy could start for me guy. That feels like it's getting closer. We'll see.
What do you guys make of this new lotto idea that Gus has thrown out there? The Leo and the Otto. I know I'm coming at you, John, because there was a talk the other day of Ryan Davis and Dan Scuda practicing at both positions, going to both position groups, linebacker and defensive line, getting some reps. I have a feeling
I'm looking forward to next year when we have a slotto. And then 2 years from now, the word is there may be a motto. A part of this is not every team talks about its terminology publicly the way this one does. Every team's got their little positions. I can't keep track anymore. I'm done.
To me, it's a way to get the best players on the field.
Sure.
And you can call it an auto because you're not calling it two Leos, which tells the quarterback we're sending two of our best pass rushers at you, right? But we're getting Ryan Davis on the field where we can create mismatches, or Dan Scuda on the field in situations that play best to his talent. You know, in 2013, 2014, when they didn't have the talent, man, they just ran their base defense, and they didn't deter a lot from it. They didn't rush the passer. They didn't do a lot of exotic things in coverage because they didn't have the talent. Well, now he's got the chess pieces, so why not invent a new game or two and see if you can't create a wrinkle? It's what the Leo was originally in Seattle. call it Otto, call it Leo, call it getting two guys on the field that can get after the quarterback at the same time.
And that's more what it is. You're trying to figure out a way that the Otto, strong side guy, can also contribute in the pass rush. The only thing I know about the Lotto is I haven't won it.
That's true. None of us
Yeah, when
have.
You said Lotto, I'm like, what is that? What did I miss? They get a new sponsor?
Yeah, good. I always think about the sponsors.
Yeah, I do. I think about money.
We'll get to Malik Jackson coming up. Before we get him on here, though, what are you a few days in for him. It's tough to see in the trenches, though, what's going on right now,
right?
Because it's non-contact. But you can tell his size. You can tell his athletic ability. And he's a big piece of this defense.
Well, when you see him and Fowler line up next to each other, it's easy to say to yourself, okay, well, those are again, you're talking about having prime front-level talent at spots and adding to that with Tashawn Gibson, and we're going to the same guys again. They didn't have that before, and that's what he is. You can't tell anything in OTAs about how he's going to be on the field, but you could tell in Denver what he can do. I don't think it's going to be a very long transition period because they're using him in a spot where he should excel. Again, it's talent, Brian.
I'm going to make a comparison that I don't know that everybody would think is all that flattering, because Chester McLaughlin was never a real motivated player. But I played in a golf tournament, Pacelli's golf tournament, with him back in 1997, and I'd never seen a bigger guy. Broad shoulders, yeah. Long arms, narrow waist, just, power. And that's not the way this guy plays. This guy plays with passion and with energy. And you can tell that even in OTAs, how intense he is when he's in the huddle or when he's standing there talking to his teammates. But he's got that Chester McLaughlin kind of body. And there are only so many guys on the face of the planet that are built like that. When you add one to your defense, you can't help but get better. Now you get a guy that likes to play, and he says it over and over, which, talking about sponsorships and money, he says it, and I love this about him. I want all $90 million. They only gave me 42 in the guarantee. I want every penny of that contract. Hey, it's pro football. It's about the money. Man, I appreciate the candor that comes with that. So a guy with that body and that mindset can't help but make your defense better. It's exciting.
Well done, Brian. We're going to boot you out of here. Malik's going to jump on. And
I got to go away from that pizza before I get any
pizza.
Closer to
Come
it.
Come on.
No.
There's vegetables.
It's starting to become a distraction.
What,
well, pizza?
It is. It smells delicious.
The Small Business Breakthrough is back for 2016. Businesses can step into the cage and win a comprehensive NFL sponsorship with the Jaguars and a digital makeover valued at over $250,000. Enter today at BigStageBigResults.com. Otiston Sunglasses, the winner a year ago. And over 350 businesses entered last year. So open right now, BigStageBigResults.com. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, and Malik Jackson is with us. What's up?
Yes, how you guys doing?
Good
to see you, man.
Sorry for being late.
There's pizza. Good. You want some?
Not right now.
That's not on your plan right now?
No, I'll make one. I want to make one. I'm pretty stickler about the pizza.
What do you eat on your pizza?
Pepperoni, pineapple, and mushrooms.
That's it?
Yeah. Maybe a
black
olives.
So this is okay in your... your big picture, you can do this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have to really watch my calories. I'm a big guy, so we work out every day, so it'll be all right.
You'll burn it off. We got to bust your chops here for a second, because the other night, Friday night, at the Jacksonville Suns game, the AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins, you threw out the first pitch, ceremonial first pitch.
Yeah.
How did it go?
So the count was 2-1.
Okay.
And I had to get him swinging, so I just pretty much just kind of threw it in the dirt. I just they didn't let me practice, so I kind of went in there blind, and I'm not, it's not like I'm throwing balls over home base all the time.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses right
now. JP's an old
right
baseball
now.
Announcer, He did a lot of AA baseball. Your assessment of this?
I mean, if there was a guy up there, he might have swung at it, maybe.
Maybe.
Theoretically.
Because it was moving.
It was moving, all right.
It just went in the dirt. Nah, but I need practice, Like,
they didn't let you practice.
Not once. And then I messed up by letting the kid go in front of me. So I didn't really realize he was such a heater, so I messed up on that.
So I thought athleticism transitioned over. I guess not. Huh?
I mean, with practice, you can be great, But like I said, man, they just said, all right, go out there. I'm like, all right, okay,
Was that your first one? You never done that before, have you?
Nah, that was my first one. It was pretty exciting. It was pretty dope to do, and I hope I get to do it again. I got to redeem myself.
Let's talk a little football now, Malik. A couple of OTAs in. What do you? Well, you've been here for a few weeks now on the field with these guys, but now you get some helmets on, you get 11-on-11 work, though in the trenches it's not quite the same as camp and the real deal. But what's the feel so far on defense?
It's good. I mean, I think around this time, you know, everybody has, you know, high spirits and really can go out there and feel like, you know, we can go far. You know, I think we just got to keep working. You know, everybody just got to stay healthy and, you know, just keep learning the defense and kind of going out there and just working their craft. And it's hard, you know, because, like I said, we don't have pads on, but it's definitely fun to go out there and kind of get back in the mood of, in the swing of playing football, doing football things and seeing things and just kind of getting everything back together. So it's fun. We look good.
Now that you've had a few months to sort of process what happened, when you first came to Jacksonville, didn't know too much about it.
Yeah.
Now that you've had a few weeks to be around the facility, be around the coaches and around your teammates, any different impression than you had at first?
I mean, everybody's great, to be honest with you. I mean, it was fun when I first got here. Coach Bradley opened arms, you know, real all smiles, so that was fun. Got to meet Coach Walsh, real cool guy. You know, everybody, all the players were pretty fun. You know, everybody's opened arms. Mm-hmm. Nobody's really too much of a, you know, a-hole. You know? Everybody's fun, you know. So I still got the same impression. You know, everybody's cool, and I'm just glad to see, you know, who's on the field and starting to learn who's who and, you know, who can do what, and it's looking really good. You know, I think coming from number one defense last year, I think that, you know, we can really kind of go out there and reach for it. You know, we just got to, like I said, stay healthy and keep working.
Are OTAs important for the team because of what you just mentioned? There are new guys.
Yeah.
And I know there's a limit before you put pads on to how much you're going to learn about each other.
Yeah.
But I would assume there is some chemistry building on and off the field right now.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of chemistry building on and off the field. You know, at least off the field, you know, we like to hang out and go places and do things with each other. You know, on the field, now that we're back on there, you know, we could talk and kind of talk about things and get in the same mindset and the same mind space as each other as far as the defense go, as far as me and Dante go. You know, so it's nice to have OTAs because you kind of get back in that mindset, you know, before camp. And then, you know, when we come back for camp, it's just, let's go.
Malik Jackson is with us from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. You mentioned Dante Fowler, Jr. What do you make of the kid so far?
Talented kid. You know, it really reminds me of a young Von Miller. You know, definitely has the speed. You know, just has to go out there and kind of get back in the swing of things. He did miss a year. You know, it was his rookie year, so I don't think he has to play the snap in the NFL. So, you know, I think he's going to be a good player. He just has to kind of, and I said, just, you know, go out there, calm down. It's not all going to come to you. You're not going to go out there and get 10 sacks a game, but I think he knows that, and he's just trying to prove a lot to himself and to us, and he I think he's doing it the right way.
Anything surprise you? Yeah, I mean, you obviously don't know the guys on the team when you're coming in, and then you're meeting guys. Anybody jump out? Any personality jump out? Like, whoa, this guy, you know. I'm thinking Sin, obviously, but guys, you know. But have you been struck by the room, your teammates, anything like that?
I think Telvin, when I first came in, you know, he's a real outspoken, you know. So that was cool to kind of see a guy like that. And
Telvin Smith,
yeah,
gotcha, okay,
yeah. Everybody's real chill. Nobody's really like, you know. Everybody's just cool, mellow. You know, you talk to guys. You know, my locker mates, Mike Bennett. So, you know, me and him talk. He's super cool. But everybody on D-line is super cool. Linebackers, the whole team, everybody's real cool. You know, we're just trying to get that camaraderie. And everybody's still trying to make the team. And, you know, I'm still trying to make the team, you know, certain ways. So it's, everybody just got to go out there and just do their job.
You might make it.
Yeah, I think you might.
I might make it. I might be okay.
Very humble.
Your role, are you – or is it more clear to you now than when you signed, and are you comfortable with the role you're going to play?
It's definitely more clear, you know, going out there on the field, kind of seeing what they want. You know, the first day I was still kind of back in the Denver days playing the techniques in certain ways, but, you know, day two I kind of understood what they want, and talking to Coach Walsh and seeing what they want on film, now I truly get it. So everything's coming a lot clearer. You know, three technique just gets to go out there and just play. So I'm definitely glad I get to do that, and I just kind of got to – getting that motor just going. You know, I'm used to kind of just sitting back reading things and kind of trying to look at things, but, you know, I just got to switch it up a little bit, but it'll come along.
Will it be predominantly that, or is there some moving around as well?
I mean, I hope so. I hope I can stay at the three, but, you know, it's whatever the team needs. You know, I'm a team player, and Coach Walsh, once we go out the end and let somebody else get that three technique for a while, I don't mind, you know, doesn't matter.
At the Malik Jackson on Twitter, is that correct?
And Instagram.
And Instagram, too.
Instagram,
you're a Graham guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm more of a Graham guy.
You're more of a Graham guy than a Twitter guy.
Yeah.
So let's go to Instagram and get some social media questions today. First from Kalen Patel. What were your first impressions of first visiting Jacksonville and now living in Jacksonville? What do you think of the city?
When I first got here, everything went super fast. I really didn't get a chance to look around. You know, so I mean, I first got here, I saw the stadium, inside the stadium. Now, I like it. It's real chill. You know, kind of, it's not a college. It's not like a retirement. Somewhere in the middle in there. But I like it. I like just to relax. I live close to the beach for you stalkers. I don't live near the beach. I live close to the beach, you know. So it's one of those things I like just to relax and, you know, not do too much. So it's nice for me.
Next question on Instagram from New Mexican Jaguar. What have you had to adjust to your conditioning now that you're in Jacksonville opposed to Denver? A little a mile high in Denver. Yeah. It's a little warmer here.
I mean, I really haven't had a chance to see the real heat in Jacksonville yet. You know, it's been hot, you know, but it's also been, I guess, nice compared to what some people say. In Denver, man, the altitude's all the time. You know, whether it gets cold or it gets hot, you know, you definitely got to deal with the altitude. But
is that a real thing, the altitude?
Oh, yeah. It's really real. Like, that. When you go up there, if you're, like, as a visitor or, you know, when you first get there as a player, you know, you definitely have to deal with that. So it's definitely something you have to deal with. But I think it made my conditioning stronger, and so coming here. But being at sea level is nice.
Evan J. Dorian has the next question. Who is the player you think fans should look out for this season on defense? Outside of Malik Jackson.
Outside of me, of
course.
Who's
the star on defense people should watch for?
I guess it's the only one that people haven't seen, and that's Dante. You know, I think you really got to watch out for that kid. He's excited to play. He really wants to go after it and show people who he is and why he was the number one pick. So I think you got to watch out for that guy.
Let's finish with a question from Twitter. AJ Jags fans. Any teammates get on you about the payday yet? What's the craziest thing you've bought so far, besides the Chuck Taylors?
Besides the Chuck Taylors, I'm a simple guy. They call me 90. You know, it's pretty funny. They call me 90 or big money, you know, sometimes. So that's pretty funny. The craziest thing I bought, I know I have a G-Wagon and an S63 coupe. I bought my mom a car. I really haven't bought too much crazy stuff. I'm paying my mom, grandma, and mom, grandma, auntie's dead off, so I guess that'll be the biggest thing I've ever done.
No, but it's not really crazy at all.
Not really crazy at all. You know, this time next year, I'll have a lot more money. You know, so maybe some more crazy things this time next year. But right now, it's just budgeting, still trying to live like I didn't have it, and just trying to save up. Yeah.
How exciting is this time for you? I mean, it's a new thing, and I know when you came into the league, probably hard to envision what's happened to you the last 4 or 5 months. There's got to be some living the dream, but also some reality of it's time to get to work, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of those things. It's, you know, winning the Super Bowl, having my little girl signing here, and now being here present day. It's definitely a flash, you know, because it's always – you never really get to enjoy things because you got to get up and get ready for the next thing.
Sure.
You know, so kind of still trying to remember what happened last season, still trying to embrace the Super Bowl. I get the ring here in a few weeks, so that should be cool. But, you know, everything's just been a flash. So I'm just trying to constantly prove myself and constantly get better, you know. You're only as good as the last thing you did. So I'm just trying to always just get better and show. Now I'm trying to show these coaches what I can do and why I'm here, and show the players why they gave me all this money, and just show the young guys what you can do, what you have to do to get this money. So.
And there is an element of proving yourself all over again, right?
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. You know, because people are looking at you. You know, like, why him? Why did they do this? And who is he? And then I know that. You know, it's on and off the field. When you're just eating your food, they're like, oh, let me see how he eats his food. You know, so it's one of those things that, you know, you just gotta embrace it. And I'm excited for this challenge. And, you know, I think I've had good teachers in Peyton Manning, D. Ware, you know, Vaughn, you know, Elvis Dumervil, guys like that, to kind of teach me how to be that kind of guy. So I'm excited.
Speaking of eating food, you're about to see a show.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're about to watch you see. We're going to judge you by eating your food right now.
Oh, is that right?
So,
where's my knife and fork?
Pepperoni, pineapple, and mushroom for you, right?
Yes.
We might have to get one of those coming up.
I'm excited. I'm hungry, so.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out.
Appreciate you guys.
No worries. Malik Jackson joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Stadium seats. Get your piece of Jaguars history for only $250. You can own a pair of authentic stadium seats from the U.S. Assure Club. Visit Jaguars.com/souvenir seats and buy today. Our thanks to John Valentino, JP Morgan here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Thanks to Malik Jackson for joining us as well. We're going to get in this special pizza here. We'll get another one from Malik as well. Well done, John.
You too, bud.
Thanks to Brian Sexton, Malik Jackson, everyone involved, our entire crew. This is JP Shadrick, and this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.